if a woman once in a while, you know, rather than just wearing a house clothes around, she really enjoys doing what, you know, getting put on her good clothes. You might say she likes to.
She likes to dress and she likes to go out, I imagine. That's all. I know too much about women.
Okay. Well, let me ask you one more thing. Say a girl sits in front of a mirror all the time. She's just always missing.
Tripping up.
Okay. That's what I thought. All right. Still talking about women. What do they call the small leather thing with a clasp on it that they carry the money in?
Pocket boots.
Okay. Well, like sometimes they carry a smaller one inside with a change in it for coins.
Coin purses.
Okay. What does a woman wear around her wrist that might be gold or something?
A watch.
Okay. What if it's just for decoration? Beads
Like beads, just a go-around ring. I mean, they just go around and what's going on there?
How about a lot of little things strung up together that you wear around your head?
Beads, necklace, or what do they call them?
Now, men a long time ago, they used to use belts and
suspenders.
What do you hold over you when it rains?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, can you think of anything else they call that?
Oh, yeah, the only thing, but that parasol, I run well. That's the oldest time word, but they might have a new word for it now. I know they have, because these women pure men put those plastic things over here now.
All right, what is the thing, like when your wife makes up the bed, the last thing she puts on over it?
Bedspread.
And at the head of the bed, you have a...
Pillows.
Right. Now, do you ever remember something they used to use? At the head of the bed, there's about twice as long as a pillow. It's all one thing.
They call them boosters or something like that.
You don't see many of those anymore?
No, we don't see them anymore.
All right. What did people used to make a long time ago? The women used to make them to put on the bed to keep you warm. You used it in the winter.
Call them quilts.
Right. Now, do you remember something? It's like it was a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor. Like you didn't have enough beds for all the company. You say, well, I'll make you a...
Make you a pallet. Play on.
If you're talking about going back to the farm and the crops and the soil, and you want to tell somebody that you expected a big crop from a certain field because the soil is very...
Rich.
Can you think of another word they might use, maybe in the Bible, or?
Let's see that. Yes, they have another word. Yes, the,
Sometimes you might say it's not, if something isn't barren.
It's, well, different soil grew, different plants better than others.
Oh.
Yeah. The where you can grow cotton, which the soil don't have to be all that fertilized like it would if you have corn, wheat or something like that, or tobacco.
All right, how about this? It's the flat lowland along the stream, and the stream overflows in the spring. You might plow it later. That land down there by the stream, what would you call it?
Well, you